051, the debate, who owns Braj? The parrots debate, Radha Krishna, Vrinda Devi, Purnamasi Maramangal, Subal, and all the Sakis sit down under a shady tree laden with delicious fruits. Above the divine couple and all their associates in the branches of the tree, there is a parrot couple engaging in a sporting debate. The Sukha male parrot says, "We are Dvijas and Acharyas, since we have studied Vedanta from our Guru. So if we eat fruits which are touched by your beaks, we will become fallen. Yet, Krishna gave us this forest because he likes us. So why don't you go somewhere else, Mrs. Parrot?" The sorry female parrot replies, "Oh, male parrots, are you adverse to the queen of Vrindavan? Our Radha is Vrindavaneshwari. The Puranas state that Vrindavan belongs to Radha." The male parrot says, "Oh, saris," female parrots, "the Shrutis declare that Vrindavan belongs to Krishna, and the authority of the Smritis," means Puranas, "which you quoted, is inferior to the authority that I quoted, the Shrutis. Therefore, you must acknowledge that on the basis of Shruti, the prime evidence, Vrindavan belongs to Krishna, not Radha." The people also declare that Krishna is the Lord of this land, Brajaraj Sri Krishna. So Shruti and Smriti agree to make the world joyful. Unable to tolerate these words, the Sari said, "Hey Sukhas, your version only applies to ownership, but our version of who owns the forest of Vrindavan takes a more important consideration. This forest is Radha's. Why? Because this forest is the reflection of Radha. Thus, the female parrots defeat and silence the male parrots. Feeling proud over Radha's superiority, they slight Krishna. Hey, Sukhas, outwardly the coward boys are very nice, but inside they are bitter, like makala fruits." The Sukhas say, "Oh, saris, just as a hard shell covers a coconut, which contains sweet juice inside, similarly the gopis are sweet inside, but outside they are covered by an impenetrable shield of Maan. But our Rasamaya Krishna is just like a grape, sweet inside and out. Madhuradipater akilam madharam. Madhuradipater akilam madharam. Madhura
Venona Yamana Marara Gamana Marara Lila Marara Hasitam Mararam
Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna Ki. Smiling, the female parrots, sari, say, Hare Sukhas, your Prabhu Achyuta may be Rasamaya within, but his cunning, bold behavior is as coarse as the bark of sugarcane. Just as sugarcane juice cannot be tasted until a machine squeezes it, similarly, your rasik sham does not supply any ras unless it is run through the mill and grinding wheel of the gopis' man. Here's another example, Sukhas. Although black sesame seeds are hard, they yield refreshing oil when machine pressed. Similarly, Krishna is deceptive, but the affection of the gopis brings out his affection. Shukas reply, oh, your gopis resemble the Java flower that looks nice but has no fragrance. Our Krishna is like a blue lotus, which both looks good and smells sweet. The saris say, our Ishwari Radha is like a manjishta lata, which is the same color inside and out. But hey, Sukhas, your Krishna resembles a crystal, spotika, in that he turns whatever color comes before him. Sukha says, besides lifting Govardhan Hill, our Krishna burns all the insect-like demons to ashes. Who can compare with Krishna? Asari answers, ha-ha, because Lord Narayan was pleased with Nanda Maharaj's daily puja, he empowered Krishna to destroy demons like Putana, Bakasura, and others. Actually, Krishna himself did not do anything. Only bewildered people give Krishna credit for killing those demons. As for Giri Govardhan, he also lifted himself up into the air because of being pleased by the Brijbasi's bhog offering. Krishna simply stood underneath and raised his arm. Nevertheless, the entire world glorifies Krishna as Giridhari. Giridhari Shyam Hari Murari Shyam Pyari Govardhana Dari Giridhari Shyam Hari Murari Govinda Gopal Shilala Lilal Priya Priya Tam Shri Shama Sham Kishore Kishori Radha Murali Dar Radhika Hari Radha Damodar Giridhari Ki Jai. Asuka says, O Sarika, let us praise Jagamohan Krishna. Krishna protects the whole universe and possesses unlimited qualities. His beauty stupefies Lakshmi Devi and enchants everyone in the universe and steals the patience of innumerable gopis. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill as if it were a play ball, and his fame spreads everywhere because of it. All together in unison, the female parrots say, Hey, Sukha, do not forget that with her beauty, prema, behavior, singing, dancing, and poetry, our Radhika enchants the mind of the one who chants the universe. Jagamohan Krishna is bewildered by Jagamohini Radha. The Sukha replies, the bee goes to the Malika creeper only for drinking its honey. It never touches other parts of the vine. Similarly, when Krishna jokes with Radha, embraces her, kisses her, or shows her affection, Radha reciprocates by serving his lotus feet. But our Krishna, who is only eager to kiss Radha's lips, never massages Radha's feet. Sari replies, hey Sukha, Vrishabhano Nandini always prays for Krishna's association. But when Krishna arrives before her, Radha burns Krishna with the fiery sun rays of her man, contrary, resisting mood. Although Radha wants to lovingly serve Krishna, Krishna treats Radha as his Ishwari instead. The flute song of Krishna stops all the rivers, enchants the world, and makes chaste women abandon their purity. But the flute became corrupt and lost her saintly qualities due to the bad association that she, Vamsi, keeps. The Sukha replies, hey Sarika, who can describe the wonder of Krishna's nectarian flute? Krishna's flute inundates the ears of every woman in the world. Krishna's flute inundates the ears of every woman in the universe to awaken their deep attachment for Krishna and break their chastity. Then the male and female parrots, Sukhas and Saris, maddened with prema, join their own groups of parrots to question each other. One Sukha said to another parrot, just tell me who held Giri Govardhan on one hand to cut down the pride of the heavenly king Indra, who danced upon the serpentine hoods of the monster named Kaliya. The other Sukha replies, our Krishna. Then one Sari, female parrot, questioned another one. Hey Sari, tell me which beautiful lover effortlessly holds Giridhari as if he were a play lotus. Which serpentine-like damsel always dances in the mind of Kaliya Krishna? The other Sari replies, it is none other than our Krishna. It is none other than our Radhika. One
male parrot says to another, "How do the Madhavi flowers nourish the bees with their pollen? And how do the munis, fixed in meditating on Brahman, become attracted to Vrindavan's prem ras?" Another sukha answers, "By the grace of Madhava alone." Female parrot says, "Which rascal steals the clothes of the unmarried girls in order to enjoy seeing them naked? Who destroys the piety of young chaste women? Who kills women and bulls without thinking twice?" Another sari says, "That is Krishna." Asuka says, "Who killed a mother to make his mother happy? Who killed a calf to protect his calves? Who killed a dhenu to protect his dhenus? Who killed a bull, yet herds bull too? Who stole the chastity of the unmarried girls to make them chaste?" One sukha answers, "Our Krishna." Thus, Radha, Krishna, and the Sakis and Sakas drink the parrot's Harikatamrita through the cups of their ears. As a reward, Lalita feeds the female parrots a garden of grapes, and Subal presents a grove of pomegranate trees to the male parrots. Then everyone walks on to enjoy the beautiful scenery of the autumnal forest. Sharad Ritu Van.